This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks once again for joining me. I am your host, Derek Lane, another edition of the Fast Lane, your podcast for success, and let's get into it. Okay, so there's a lot of people with what I call permanent potential. You know, they got a lot of great ideas, they're charismatic, they think on their feet well, but they just can't seem to get over that hump and make something happen. And I'm going to attribute that, by and large, to status quo. In other words, they're happy with really where they're at and what they're doing, and it's kind of hard to make those changes. Change is the hardest thing to do, although it's the most consistent thing. We all change. We all evolve. We all have to, whether we want to or not, we all have to change. But the changes that you consciously make, that you directively make, are the ones that's going to set you on your path. The ones that are going to get you, so to speak, over that hump. Status quo will not do it. So today's episode will be considered status no. Okay, that's basically saying no to status quo, right? Okay, so status no. That means I'm done with doing the same thing that I do over and over. My habits, my routines, my whole agenda, my itinerary, it's going to change. If I want to make that change, if I'm happy with my life, that's fine. You can tweak it. You can always be better, right? I mean, we can all be better. I can be better. And the things that we want to do, the things that we want to challenge ourselves with, the places we want to go, you know, the cars we want to drive, the people that we want to interact with, it can all change. But we have to make sure we're changing for the better. Sometimes change is just for the sake of change can set you back. It can really throw you in reverse and take you back a little ways. So we don't want that. We want only positive change that drives us forward, propels us to our next adventure. As I said in the past, part of our goal here, and the main part of our goal, is freedom. Freedom to be, have, do everything that we want to do. To be the person that we want to be. That internal you that you're desperately trying to make an external you. Because trust me, we don't see ourselves the same way other people see us. Sometimes we see ourselves much better than the way that other people see us. And then sometimes we don't see ourselves for being as good a person as other people see us. So if that is the case, you need to make sure that you're striving every day to be the person that you want to be, the person that you want to be internally and the person that you want to be externally. And hopefully they align very closely, you know, because it's important to have that balance, that psychological balance of who I am and where I'm going and what I'm doing. The people that I entrust, the people that I share my dreams, hopes, goals with, and you need to do that very carefully. Okay, you can't just go around telling everybody everything. There's a lot of defeat in being totally honest. Now, I'm not advocating lying or misleading people. However, just not laying all your cards on the table, so to speak. So in order to do that, you need to just be quiet, know what your plan is, and go with it. Again, if you have somebody that you trust, then it's okay to share. We have to have people that we trust. We have to have people that we tutor. We have to have people that are our mentors. We have to have people that we trust. Status no should be the next thing that you concentrate on. Getting out of your routines. The normalcy of what you do. Even if it's going to getting gas in your car at a different gas station you normally go to. If it's going to a shopping center that you normally don't go to. If it's going to, the movies in a different place you don't normally go to. If it means eating a different food that you normally wouldn't try. These things break you out of your normalcy. They break you out of status quo. You know, there's a good friend of mine that any time that we've ever, caught up and had lunch, I can almost tell you what he's going to get for lunch every single time. That's his pattern. That's his routine. Never does he deviate and go, you know what, I'm going to try this. I've never had it. Or, hey, you're familiar with this restaurant. What do you recommend? What's good on their menu? Well, heck, it's hard to get them into a different restaurant, much less trying a different item on the menu. But anyway, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being someone a little different. Because as a human being, the only way to reach different plateaus is to stretch. It's to stretch your thoughts, your ideas, to stretch your habits. And habits are tough. They are a tough thing to overcome. Whether it's wanting to get healthy and deciding that, I'm done eating crap. I'm done eating McDonald's French fries. I'm going to eat a lot better. It's when you make that decision. And for some people, they never make that decision. And that's the problem. That is the status quo. They never make that decision to stop in that habit pattern that they've created for themselves. Your brain registers the same thought patterns over and over and over, just in a newer, different way, but it's basically the same patterns. Just like cows out in the pasture, they take the same path. They never venture off that path. If you look at a cow pasture, you see little trails. They don't venture out. They take the same path over and over and over. Take a different path. Reach out. Get away from your comfort zone. Reach out and discover there are many things in your life that you're missing out on. You may try something and go, well, don't like it, hate it. That's okay. You tried it. But then again, you may try something different and new and go, wow, where was I this whole time? How come somebody didn't tell me about this? Well, maybe they had, you just didn't listen. But listen to people that you trust. Trust your gut. Try different things. Get away from status quo. Practice status no. No to the same old thing. Okay? So, this is a little bit of a short one, and that's okay. They don't all have to be, 20 minutes long. Listen. If you find yourself enjoying this podcast, or there's something valuable to this podcast that you think someone else would enjoy, please share it with them, okay? Leave me positive comments. Listen to the show on your favorite outlet. And again, just let other people know. That's how we grow an audience, and that's how we help more people. And with that, we're just going to wrap up today's session and look forward to doing it again next week. And we'll have some more new and exciting things to talk about. I am your host, Derek Lane. Another edition of the Fast Lane, your podcast for success. Thank you. Thank you for joining me.
This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech!
And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, Hefty, Hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get Hefty Ultra Strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.